I've understand the last night was a deployed plane. The department revenue was instructed to go back and draft up a bill which would take care of the problem of the last airline's flight attendants and their income tax. And in your packets, you have a proposed draft of a bill.
Mr. Chairman, that is the revenue suggested substitute.
Senator Petula,
that is the revenue suggested substitute in our packet.
Yes, and that, since the 394 was just no bill and we had everything to hang around for purposes like this. And the committee substitute isn't suggested language that the department recommends, even though I imagine that they're not in favor of the bill.
Then this is not, as it is, Mr. Chairman, it's our understanding that some claims concern about the affecting the fishing, if this avoids that problem.
Oh yeah, this would avoid the problem.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Jerry Jenkins, Director of Law Division. I'd be glad to answer any questions that you might have regarding the language. I have one question, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Petula?
How much money is it going to cost? Mr. Chairman, Senator Petula, our estimate is approximately $250,000 per year. Now, it could be higher, and we really haven't looked at all the airlines that might be affected. And also, I think the committee should also bear in mind the fact that this will also include other contract aircraft carriers that come up and do business in a state during a particular year, for example. There's a fair number of aircraft that come up on a charter basis for firefighting purposes, for oil exploration purposes, and this type of thing. And any crew members that would be working on these type of aircraft would also be tax exempt under the language proposed. So, it's anticipated to be a minimum of $250,000 and potentially as high as $500,000. We really just do not know.
Mr. Chairman, Secretary, you've never collected this tax previously. How much have you collected today?
Well, there are some people who do voluntarily file, Mr. Chairman, and we just don't track the returns that way. And we have never run in totals to try to determine how much of an extremely complex claim to try to track on every employee of every airline. I think even the committee needs to realize that we really have not even completed the initial audit we started, so we're still dealing from a point of not having complete facts available to us at this point in time. And the audit will not be completed for probably another 30 to 60 days.
Senator,
I suggested the amendment for this online 12. Perhaps you should put in there a flight through on a regularly scheduled commercial aircraft. Mr. Chairman, question to you. That's kind of like when a construction company comes up from the States and is here just 3 or 4 months and their people pay taxes on the basis of their income here, and it'll be the same way for aircraft. They don't secure aircraft. They get 3 or 4 months.
Well,
yeah. Sounds logical to me. I would
propose that amendment, Mr. Chairman. Motion has been made to approve that amendment without objection. Without objection, so ordered. Mr. Chairman, for my information, how long have you been collecting this?
Well, Mr. Chairman, the law has been in effect since the income tax law was originally passed in 1949. We have previously tested the basic concept in court in 1966 against seamen that were working on freighters at that point in time, in which the issue is the same basic issue. In this case, it's crew members that earn part of their income on the waters in the state of Alaska and part of it outside.
Now,
and
talking
about as far as this is concerned, the crews of Alaska Airlines, I know, were specifically audited approximately 10 years ago, in which this was the same issue, was raised at that point in time. And as we're now back in our audit cycle looking at airlines, it's now become an issue again. And as we've gone through the audit, we've found out that there are the number of crew members, in fact, the majority are not, that are non-residents, are not filing returns with us.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, I missed the first
meeting
on this,
yes,
that's why I'm asking the question. You haven't collected for the last 10 years, theoretically.
Right, the law has been in effect for many years.
Yeah.
And obviously, again, our system is a voluntary system, and I know the airlines were audited about 10 years ago, and I don't notice that they were liable. And we've, again, not monitored it closely simply because we've been involved in many other types of audits. We're coming back again and taking a look at it. And of course, there's been a significant change, especially in the last airline's case, because in this 10-year period, they have moved the bulk of their operations, which were in Alaska, out of Alaska to Seattle. So they are now basically based in Seattle, and most of the flight crews are based there.
Mr. Chairman, I think the problem that we're facing here is either we're going to treat these as special people or we're going to treat them as special people.
State collecting or state harassment. I don't know. Maybe I'm an error in thinking, but it seems to me it's a problem. The base state doesn't collect income tax, but collects in lieu of income tax in state of Washington, for instance, it's a sales tax. You pay all right. You know, they're not just like scot free, it's just apples and oranges, but it's all fruit.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, I would move to be substitute the Senate Bill Number 394 as amended after with individual recommendations.
Is there an objection? Without objection, so
additional necessary bond reserve and announced to provide subsidies for some municipal bonds to be issued this spring by the Alaska Bond Bank on behalf of various municipalities. with the exception of Anchorage, which may issue their bonds on their own. They may go to the bond bank. They haven't made that decision at the time the bill was drafted, so you note there's a provision there that the money for Anchorage can go either to the bond bank or to the municipality, actually to the purchasers of the municipality's bonds. The reason that the subsidies are being provided are that some of the bonds have caps of 8%, and currently one Seward has a cap of 7.5% that was ratified by the voters when voting on the bonds. So the current bond market being probably over 9% now for these types of bonds means that the subsidies will have to be provided if they're going to be sold. And there was a desire to do that so that the bonds could be sold this spring and the construction season would not be missed. Basically, that's the purpose of the bill, and I'll try to answer any questions if you have. Any questions, Ms. Barker?
Mr. Chairman, I had a question, but I was reading the business section this last week, in the newspaper, said that England has no bond market at all, but pumped along for the last 20 years, and if we keep raising interest rates, and we subsidize a massive differential, we better look at it again. I get so tired of listening to certain old demagogues over the $900 million, well, every dime of it and interest has went to local governments since 1970, if you look at the amount of extra subsidies local governments have gotten. Necessarily so, but that's where the money went. Here again is a case of, where did our money go?
We have one bill on the calendar for tomorrow, or for discussion tomorrow, and that's the bill on telecommunications.
We'll start at 9 o'clock.
I wonder, Mr. Chairman, is one of the senators too about roads and highways and communications, etc. I wonder, it's my understanding that the bill on the transportation, highway representative and transportation commission is in this committee? Washoe, Ashland, no, it's to make the highway representative, the governor's representative, and put an umbrella on all types of highway safety.
Highway safety.
No, I thought you mentioned it last meeting. I looked in the book there and I didn't see it. That's how I was thinking, Mr. Chairman, but I thought you mentioned it last meeting. It was 377?
Related to highway safety? Yeah, second that. Okay, we're in adjournment until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Thank you.